Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Jeff Beck. It's Jeff with a G. I'm from a little north of here, a city called Northridge, California. And my major here is kinesiology. I'm trying to get into the athletic training program. And I guess to be perfectly honest, I'm taking physics just because I have to. It's a course requirement for the program I'm trying to get into. And really didn't have any initial interest in it. I mean, I've never really been good at it. Had to take it in high school. Wasn't really too good at it then, so basically was just trying to get it out of the way when I got here. But I guess as the class goes on and the more you really think about it, physics does kind of grow in importance because it's always around you. You know, it's the basis of everything that goes on in the world, and I guess now I'm just kind of starting to realize that. And as for my intellectual growth, I guess, just like I said, you know, it's the basis of everything, and once my mind can start to realize that, it all kind of makes sense, everything that's going on. Now, as for the work, all the problems, all the conceptual questions, those have always been pretty tough for me just from the get-go in this class. So the problem-solving method that Tony's been talking about, you know, it really helps when you basically have no clue what to do, because it kind of gets everything out there onto the paper, gives you a chance to look at everything, understand what the question's asking, and go from there. I mean, it all starts with the diagramming. Read the question, basically just draw out everything it says, whether it's a building or a parachute or all the weird stuff the book says. And then you have to draw out all the forces, all the arrows and the vectors and stuff, and then make sure to write out all the stuff that's already given to you. And once you have all that with the picture drawn, all the given information, even if you don't have a clue on the problem, you can maybe see what they're asking for. Maybe it'll help you remember an equation, anything like that that'll get you to the next step in the problem. And that's the next step in the problem-solving process, is the reasoning part, which basically you use all the stuff you just diagrammed out and you try to make sense of what you're trying to do with it. You're trying to give a reason for the equations you're using, give a reason for the diagrams you've drawn, what they're trying to accomplish with it. Because, I mean, it pretty much makes sense if you don't have a reason for why you're drawing something or why you're using a certain equation. You probably don't know what you're doing, and in most cases, you're probably wrong. But after you get towards that point, I mean, that's when you get to the last part, which is the solving process, where you use the diagrams you drew out, you use all the given information, plug it into those equations that you explain why you need to use, and that should be the easiest part, is getting the solution from that, and your solution should make sense if all your reasoning holds true. And I mean, if you think about it, all of that should be common sense, but it's really not. Most people don't do anything like that. They just think of every equation they have, write them all down, see which ones to use, and that's really shouldn't be the case ever. And that's why Tony keeps reinforcing it, because if you do all three steps, even if it doesn't give you a clear answer, it should put you on the right path to get there, because there's not really any way to go wrong with it. And that's that. So I guess moving on from physics and on to college life. It's a nice change of pace. Now the question is, do I like college? And I'd have to say I do, because back home in Northridge, you know, don't want to say I was tired of it or anything, because it's always fun coming back, but I think I was ready to move on, kind of be on my own, be responsible for myself, and college definitely does that for you when you get away, not living at home anymore. No more parents to always be there to support you for anything you need. Kind of have to fare for yourself. And, you know, it's just a good experience having that under my belt now. I mean, I really like the environment here. It's really upbeat. Lots of excitement. Not always silent and stuff. Obviously, there's always noise coming around. But, you know, I meet a lot of cool people. Met a lot of friends here that hope to keep for a while. And that's somewhat what I did expect from college, and I expect to get a good education. I expect it to prepare me to have a good future with a good job, making somewhat good money, and, you know, basically setting you free to head out into the outside world, into the workforce. You know, no one's providing for you anymore. You're supporting yourself, supporting your family, kids, all that good stuff. So, with all that said, I guess everybody, hope you had a good listen. And I have no idea how bad this microphone is, so sorry if I sound like a robot. And good luck to everyone in physics. Take it easy.